You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. here with Rocker, listening on 92.7 FM in Madison and worldwide on that Devil Radio app. Get it on your phone. You know, Steve Simber out in Buffalo got it on his phone, Rocker.
Is he in Buffalo now? I thought he was in Florida.
Yeah, he's in Buffalo now.
Listening to the app.
He probably doesn't want us to tell that, but, you know, we just did. Hey, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Check them out at Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie. You can order your tomato pie online at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. .com. Also, thanks to Ignite Glass and Gifts, west in Odana, east in Monona, and downtown on Willie Street. Go online and shop them, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy, Cat Downs and Mike Thompson, two highly accomplished veterans of the San Francisco music scene, decided to experiment with a combination of classical piano and rock drumming back in 2010, and it worked. Since the duo, Sid Kitty has released four albums and tours the U.S. and Europe with a cult-like status and following. Having played High Noon Saloon last week to an enthusiastic audience, tonight, Sid Kitty Sid is performing right here in the Devil's Lair. For those who aren't, and Kat and Mike, welcome to Mags Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're happy to be here.
Thrilled to
again.
Be here.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with Sid Kitty Sid, tell us a little bit about your band. What's your backstory?
Okay, well, here's what happened.
Hold on. Can you get up kind of close to that
microphone? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I've got this really weird mic here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing the handheld thing, folks. So what happened was in 2010, a mutual friend of ours, a musician friend, introduced us via album recording. Kat came in and did some keys on the tracks that we were recording at the time for my previous band. And we met then. And then from there, a couple months later, she needed a drummer to come on her solo record and play some super heavy thrash drums. And I was the man for the job because the guy who was supposed to be doing it kind of dropped out at the last minute.
Because he forgot he was going to Thailand.
Apparently he did not put it on his calendar.
That is exactly what I said. How do you forget that you're going to
Thailand? Well, if you knew this guy, it's kind of like, well, okay, that kind of makes sense.
Fine.
I'm on vacation in 10 days, and I've been counting down since it was like 97 days.
Like a normal person would, yes. Yeah. However, it turned out to be, you know, just the best because from that one, it was only supposed to be one thing, a one-time thing. You know, I would go in and record we never even rehearsed the song before I went in and recorded it.
Nope, straight to the studio.
Straight to the studio. I'd practiced it a few times on my own. That song was called The Push, off of our very first EP called The Push.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we called it that.
And, as soon as we sat down and played, man, you know, the engineer at the time, Margaret Eichler, also of the famous band True Margaret from San Francisco. She's amazing.
Oh, okay.
She was like, whoa, what's happening here? And we're like, we don't know what's happening right now. We don't even know each other.
We don't know what's going on.
We didn't know.
It might be magic.
Yeah, exactly. So we're like, okay. Fast forward, you know, we talked over the next couple months and just decided to just kind of pursue this new thing because I had come from, you know, a rock and roll background, you know, big guitars, Hammond organ, you know, blues and stuff like that. And, you know, Kat was, you know, very strictly classical. And then, you know, she had played in some goth metal bands and a couple other things that were, you know, but they were not, you know, showcasing her talent. And so this was kind of a melding of the two. And it was just really, you know, we're just both such percussive players that it just works. And, you know, in her left hand, you know, her bass lines are just so heavy and hard. Like, I don't know. It just fills up. I don't know, man. It was lightning in a bottle. Here we are, 11 years later.
It just worked, man.
11 years. So where did the name Sid Kitty Sid come from?
Oh, that's making fun of me. All the other bands that I played in, I was always playing backing, like, you know, synth patches or, you know, maybe a few piano licks here and there and singing backup in these other bands. So I always played standing up because it wasn't, you know, difficult. So then we started playing this stuff and I was like, dude, I'm not going to balance because you have to, you know, you basically have to stand on one leg to work the pedal. So I was like, I'm not going to stand on one leg for an hour. and play this really hard music that's stupid. Mm. So I'm playing sitting down, and everyone can just, you know, with it.
Not only are you sitting down, though, but you have a special chair right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was tied into the band name.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, so the, yeah, so basically that was the first time I ever played sitting, and so my, you know, my close posse of girlfriends, you know, came to our first couple shows, and because I'd always played standing, I didn't know that I thrash around like that when I play sitting down, like my legs and my hair and my arms and everything's like flying around. And so my friend Ito was making fun of me, and she said, "Sit, kitty, sit, good kitty," like making fun of me.
Oh.
And Mike was like, "There it is.
There it is." It's like a play on that old commercial, "Sit, Ubu, sit, good dog."
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. And so,
yeah.
And it was just, and I was like, "Oh, that's it, done,
yep.
Boom,
there
we
it
got
is.
It."
Now, Sit Kitty Sit was based in San Francisco, but during the pandemic, you guys decided to change the home base to just north of Osh Vegas in Appleton. Does that really happen in the real world?
First of all, props to Osh Vegas.
I laughed so hard. I was like, "That Osh Vegas is one of my favorite things to drive past."
This is Osh Vegas. This is new to me, and I consider myself a Wisconsin aficionado.
Oh, it's it's a mobile home park.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's got the big Vegas sign, and it just says Osh Vegas.
It's got the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, and it says Welcome to Osh Vegas.
The old classic one. The old
It's right on
41. Yeah.
41.
Yeah. Hang on. I got to call my wife real quick.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we had started planning for our move about 2 years before the pandemic.
Yeah, this was going before.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a slow kind of planning process. And we, you know, first of all, Wisconsin is awesome. I'm just going to go and say how awesome it is here. And, you know, I'm from Rhode Island. And, you know, it's got a lot of elements of East Coast here, which I love. And I love the seasons. And, you know, California's great and all, but, you know, we've been there. I was there in 15 years. She was there 19 years,
yeah.
And it's really, really hard to kind of make your way as an independent artist there.
Well, there's thousands and thousands and thousands.
And the cost of living does not help.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It made touring really challenging because it's like, I mean, I flipped over to full-time music in 2011, and I was surviving. Like, I was one of the rare breeds. You know, like, I actually was making it. And, you know, it wasn't huge, but I was living, and I was living okay. You know, like, I couldn't afford, you know, a two-bedroom apartment.
Right.
You know, I had to live mostly
two bedroom.
I know, right? I'm like, what kind of
Rockefeller?
What kind of palace
hold
are
on
you
now.
Living in? Right.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, little things like, you know, when I get stressed out, I tend to like to go underwater. So, I had to give up living with a bathtub because I couldn't afford anywhere that had a bathtub, and things like that. So, like, I went without having a bathtub for probably like 6 years, and that's like number one stress reliever for me. And I had to give that up in order to make it in California. And finally, I was just like, you know, bro.
I need a bathtub.
I need a bathtub and a full-size kitchen, and I don't feel like I'm asking too much.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have a great network out here. Our team, I mean, we've got a Sit Kitty Sit team that is just the best people possible. Ryan Klasa, our videographer, you know, Denise Allman, she's the best merch girl ever. Carrie Devine, our best production manager ever. Mm-hmm. Liz Jolly, Andrea Hubbard. I mean, we've got the best people to work with here. And they were all like, so we're here and you guys are all the way out there.
And we win.
And so. just saying, like, if you came here, we could do so much more.
And we have. Since we've been here, we've done a lot more. But yeah.
And we have, yeah.
Well, let's get to some live
music. Let's play some rock and roll, huh?
Yeah.
Here in the Devil's Lair. And tonight, we're going to be rocking out, Jimmy. The first song you have for us tonight is called My Beloved. Tell us about this song before you play it.
I would rather not.
tell them about the dream.
Oh, well, I can't
say.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell you what the song is about because that would be inappropriate for radio. But I did have.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This song actually, it's pretty common for any kind of music type people to have music video dreams, which is where this song came from. Pretty common to have them. I've had tons of them, but this is the only one that I remembered, and that I remembered so clearly that I was actually able to write the song, which did not exist at all. There was no formation of this song at all before I had that dream. I wrote it down, and then a friend of mine, about, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 months later, was talking about needing to do a film for his student project for school. And I said, oh, I had this music video dream and I actually wrote the song. And he's like, oh, do tell. And so I told him like what the music video dream was because I still remembered it so clearly. And then we actually made the video. Mm. And it's super trippy. Every time we watch it, it just feels like a giant deja vu for me.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Not for radio, but good for YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, the video's not.
Let's check it out right now. It's Sit Kitty Sit live in the Devil's Lair.
All right.
Your kiss will bite me, that cut will bleed. Your touch will hurt me, fulfill my need. And I feel you running down my leg, a brutal slap across your face. I taste your salt between my teeth, and I bite the hand that must be my beloved. You're perfect poison in my veins, but I will find you just enough to play the game. You're obsessed by me, I smell the leather of your skin. You show no mercy, and the sting will warm my skin.
Yeah. Sit Kitty Sit live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7. That song was awesome. I love
Thank
that.
You.
Wow, man. Does that sound like clean? Wow.
It sounded good?
Yeah.
So, full disclosure, I am playing an electric drum kick, folks. For those of you who know me, and it's really fun.
I've got video. It's amazing.
And it's called, it's a cat drum.
And it's called a cat. Yeah, electronic
kit. And it's spelled K-A-T.
K-A-T.
That's me.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
serendipity.
I love it.
What's your opinion of electronics? Do you like playing? Obviously,
hours and hours of fun.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, they're great. Especially for rehearsing or recording. Obviously, you know, the possibilities are endless. It's stuff like this. I mean, you know, normally when we do kind of like stripped down acoustic shows or radio shows or stuff where I cannot bring my gigantic bombastic Ludwig kit,
right?
You know, I usually play like a djembe, you know, a hand drum and a tambourine, and I hate it. I really just don't like it.
But he is freakishly good at it, I should also say.
It just does not represent the band properly. You know what I mean?
No.
And it's like, you know, we can do that, and I can play cafes with brushes, and I can play with hot rods, and I can do all this other stuff. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, you know, anybody that's seen this for the first time, that's what they're going to think this band always sounds like. And
yeah,
it's just not. And it really... You know, I just, and this, so, you know, when Rocker was like, hey, I got this electronic kit, sounds just like huge bottom drums, I'm like, what? Let's do it. Yes, I'm totally down.
It'll be like playing Rockstar or something like that on the computer.
It is. It's like playing a game. It's really fun. It's really fun, actually.
You know, y'all mentioned before the first song that, you know, when you went to the studio to record your first songs, you just met. Have either of you ever worked with just a two-piece band before?
No.
Not like this. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I jammed with a buddy of mine, like acoustic guitar and a couple bongos, but nothing like this. I mean, this is just so out of the realm for either of us.
It has to make it easier for like scheduling practice time and
stuff. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Really easy.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Touring, everything is just easier. Mm. You know, before, you know, this, I was in a 5-piece, you know, kind of Southern blues rocky band, you know, 2 guitars, bass, Hammond organ. Me, and it was like herding cats, you know. It's like, ugh, all right,
don't start a ska band.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I was briefly in a ska band. Yeah, you're right, that was even worse. Damn horn players.
Sorry, Shu.
Just kidding, I love horn players.
Kat,
yeah.
Now you're an artist, a teacher, a composer, and from Green Bay.
Yes.
Tell us your backstory. How did you get to this moment? I mean, you kind of told us a little bit, but
Yeah, I mean, so basically when I first moved to California, I had been teaching, and it was my primary, it's all private lessons. I've never taught in classroom because I don't like it. But but I've always taught privately. And so when I was, you know, living in Green Bay, you know, post-college and whatever, I had like 50 students. It was like my full-time gigs. God. And I was really burned out from it. And when I moved to California, I was like, I'm going to switch over to songwriting and blah, blah, blah. And so I did. And then probably that first year, I probably wrote like, I don't know, 25, 30 songs or something. But then like, it was just, I was in that weird spot where like nothing I wrote felt like a quote unquote real song. And anyone who's out there who's written songs knows exactly what I'm talking about. They just don't feel real at first. So I ended up meeting this other group of female songwriters, and we kind of like formed like a writing group of sorts, and we would put on a show every once in a while. But I decided like I wanted to experiment with more stuff. So I just decided to say yes to anything that came toward me. And funny enough, through that songwriting group, I met Margaret Eichler of True Margaret. And I didn't know that she also was in a theatrical heavy metal band on the side. And she was like
you do.
Yeah, like you do. And she was like, yeah, so we actually double booked some shows. And I'm wondering if you could fill in for me. But the first show would be in Concord, which is in the East Bay in California. And the second one would be at the House of Blues on Sunset in LA, opening for Wasp.
Oh,
would you
dear.
Be okay with that? And I was like, and I had promised myself that I was like, I'm just going to say yes to everything. And I've never played heavy metal in my life. But
yes.
Like, I was like, yes, I will do that. So that's how I ended up in Sparrow's Point.
Wasp is an interesting band.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, yeah, they're interesting.
Blacky
Lawless. So many stories I could tell you, but I'm not going to waste time. So anyway, so that's how I got into the heavy metal band, because then what none of them told me is that they were actually looking for a replacement for Margaret, especially Margaret was looking for a replacement for Margaret. So anyway, that's how I ended up playing with them for a couple of years. And then through them and like some weird contacts, I ended up in Saints of Ruin, which is a goth rock, like goth electronica rock band. And they were already established. They were just they just needed a new keyboard player. They were huge in the vampire circuit. Mm. So like we would play like the Anne Rice Vampire Ball in New Orleans every year and stuff like that. So it was nuts. Like I was just, and it was just because I just started saying yes to everything. Like just whatever came my way, I'm like, okay, sure, why not? And you know, all those years of classical training paid off when you're standing on stage dressed head to toe in goth lace, holding down one chord for 16 beats.
Oh, that education really paid off.
Yeah. But anyway, so it was basically through all those contacts and just saying yes to everything that I eventually, you know, ended up meeting Mike. And then we just decided to start experimenting with that. So,
well, I've heard Sick Kitty Sid described as Led Zeppelin meets Rachmaninoff. And I know who they mean on the Zeppelin side. Tell us about the Rachmaninoff part. Are you a fan of classical music? Like, who's your inspiring classical people? Who do you listen to?
Oh, man. Well, definitely Rachmaninoff, Beethoven, Vivaldi. I like Bach for his organizational skills. You know, like, there's just... I'm a Virgo, so, like, there's just something so delightfully mathy about Bach that I play it when I'm stressed out because everything fits into a box in such a delightful way. It's so German.
I like Mozart because of his memory.
Yeah, Mozart is good because of his memory. And he was also such a show-off. So, like, I love it. You've got, like, this little... It sounds like this little, lovely Mozart etude, and all of a sudden there's, like, this wah kind of show-off, like, move in it where you're like, what? Come on. But yeah, so it's, I don't know, I kind of like all of it. I can't really say there's anything I don't like.
Nice. Well, let's get back to some more live music here with Sick Kitty Sid performing live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. This next song is called Birmingham. I mean, are we in
Birmingham.
England? Or are we in Alabama?
It's kind of like Margaritaville. It's kind of anywhere you want it to be, man. But no, it could be either, you know, because we have friends in England that we go visit a lot. Well, Kat more than me.
Yeah.
Like Ozzy? Because that's Ozzy's hometown, right?
I know. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They live in Brighton, actually. But yeah, you know, it's – we never
– No, it's funny. When we're in this – when I it's more when I'm in England, when I play, like, solo shows and stuff in England, people are always like, wow, I didn't know that you would write something about that. And I'm just like, mm-hmm,
yep,
yeah,
yes,
sure.
Totally.
And so, like,
here.
When I'm over there, everyone just assumes it's about – Birmingham in England, and when I'm here, everyone assumes it's in Alabama, and I'm like, you know what, fine.
And
it's wherever you want it to be, man.
Wherever you want it to be, man. Yeah. Well, but this one especially goes out to Kristen Nesbitt and the Meadowview Lane crew over in DeForest.
What's up, Meadowview
right
Lane?
That's Kat's sister-in-law. No.
And this
my
is her.
No. Is it? Wait.
Yes. Sister-in-law. Yeah. This is her favorite song.
Yeah. Sister-in-law.
Well, let's hear it. So take us to Birmingham.
Let's do it.
In the hot navy nights, the shove up, bang, and dance. beneath my clothes, memories of fame.
Sit, Kitty, Sit, live in the Devil's Lair. Oh, man, that is good stuff right there. Hey, if you got a question for Kat or Mike, you can give us a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, and ask a question. Get on the air. Kat, Mike, do you mind just hanging out just for a couple of minutes? We got to pay some bills here.
Not at all.
Let's do it.
All right, stand by. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, and Sun Prairie. Find them online at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Unplug with the Devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.